You are listening to BensTorah.com.
What was the purpose of Bria's Olam? What caused the Bria to come into existence? And what keeps the Bria, the actual Bria, the creation, in existence to this very day? So it says over here, we're going to start in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Shemema in lo baris yom v'layla, kukra shmai peretz lo samti. And here to the Bible Shalom, have not made the cult of God night and day, the actual physical universe was not even created. What is the meaning of this pasuk? So they bring the shame of Shimon ben Lakish, what is the meaning of the night, day, or the sixth day? And the Rabbi teaches us, Shehiskata Israel from Master Gracious. The Rabbi Shalom is the Tanakh of Master Gracious from the very, very beginning. The Omar made the following declaration. In Israel, the Kabbalah Torah, if at the end of time, from the beginning of Bria, to the ultimate development of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael ultimately on the Kabbalah Torah, Mutav, it will be good for the world. Then Lav, but if Klal Yisrael at the end are willing to accept the Torah, and the Achser Eschem L'Tohu, I will return you back to the state of lack of creativity. Tohu, that was the way the Torah was described when it comes to before Bria to Olam. Came into its full existence, the world was full of tohu bohu. And therefore the whole Bria will literally lose its actual physical existence. Behind the Omachesia might have said Mishmai Mishmata did Eretz Yor Vishaketa. Mishmaim they gave out a judgment. The world was full of fear and quiet. Mir Lamashakta. If there was fear, why was there quiet? In Shakta Lam Yira, and the Betchila Yira, Lusav Shakata. Which means to say, initially speaking, there was fear in the world whether the world would find total stability after its first 2,000 years of existence, because maybe Klaisa were not Makabal Torah. At the end, Klaisa followed Makabal Torah Bahar Sinai, there was then stability given to this world. And then Shkata was basically caused. So from this Gemara it appears that the purpose of the world and its physical creation was on a Tanai. And that Tanai is that there would be a nation like Klal Yisrael coming into existence at some point in time, officially being a Kabbal Torah. When the Kabbal Torah gives a spiritual purpose to this world besides its physical existence, and the actual physical essence of the foundations of the world were shaking in fear, not knowing what's going to be the ultimate result, are Klaus and the Kabbalah Torah or not. And if that's the case, the Yom HaShishi Chazal say is the idea is Vav Sivan. When Klaus and the Kabbalah Torah, that's when it was a retroactive ultimate Chizuk of the Olam, the world came into final form, and therefore had a fulfillment, a permanence established by Kabbalah Zeter. Besides that, Maimon Chazal, Rabbi Sai, we have, for instance, a very interesting acronym that the Baal HaTurim says, even on the first word of the Torah, Bereishis. So he says, Bereishis stands opposed to Kolmin Yavol Kolmin Adukhar, Yaakov Turim, the Baal HaTurim. He says, Bay stands for Bereshena, Rei stands for Ra, Aleph stands for Elokim, so Bereshis, Ra Elokim, Shin Shiakablu, Yud is Israel, Tav Torah. That for the very first word, the Rabbi Lashon was Reyes Anoilat Zohar, that the Bria is ultimately going to have this Kiyam take place, but the Bria didn't know that, but the Rabbi Lashon was Reyes Anoilat Zohar. The fact of the matter is that at the end of the day, the Avos HaKadoshim, who were on Mechui Ben Zayi Mitzvahs and Ben Ismila, a couple other Mitzvahs Miuchadais, according to Chazal and Medrash, which the Rambam brings in Chumash, Ugakayim kol ha-terakula kedim shnitta as ein mitzvah ba'isah. Because they were told this is what Klaus are going to cover later on. And therefore there's a big machlokus amongst the Rishonim. If they were makabal as ein mitzvah ba'isah, where were they makabal it? The Rashi shita is that once the Avos, Avos Yaakov, were makabal to do the Torah as an option, they were makabal inside Eretz Israel, outside Eretz Israel. But Ramban disagrees and he says, no, and the Kabbal Torah has an Eilus Vaisa in Eretz Israel. In the Chutz La'aretz, they were not the Kabbal Torah as a general principle, except for certain mitzvahs liyichodos, like Shabbos of Kedemer, which they say that when Yosef was in Mitzrayim, he was mocked to make sure that he would make Kayim Shabbos as an Eilus Vaisa. Why? So when his kids grow up in that far in the mind before the Mishpacha comes down, the Ashkavas that you get from Bria Soilov and the Levina Shalav will be a way to raise his children to basically take them away from the belief of gods of nature and believe there's a Rabbeinu Shalav brought the natural world into existence, but these were mitzvahs and yichadot. If Torah wasn't important, Torah was just forgiven, supposed to be given to Klal Yisrael, these midrashim could not talk in this type of format. So I'm saying this with Teres HaGama, if that's the case, if there was every expectation that Klal Yisrael would come into existence and the Kabbalah of Torah, and that's going to cause Chisak HaOlam, then the whole Bria that Hashem created, especially a Bria like Malachim, angels, should have been aware of that specific format, that specific phenomena, and therefore what makes this, therefore, a Peledik and Medrash is a medrash on the first two pages of the Gemara, which we're now going to discuss tonight. So turn back now to page 1 and 2, and I want to read to you a medrash, which I hold is perhaps one of the biggest medrash pliyos that we have with Klal in the Gemara. And we're going to start on the bottom of the page. We find, once again, an A in the text. Interesting, once again, we have Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Bishash Alavoshulamara, Vamelushalab to Shemayim for the purposes of Bimakabal Tera. So Amma Malach Yasharas, the Malachim said, Lefneha Kadesh Baruch Hu, Rabban Shalom, Mala Yalud Isha Beinainu. What is the purpose of this person who's created from a human being, from a woman below, that he should be up here in Shemayim with us? In our heavenly abode, in the base of Medrash Shomayla. So Amalahem, he said to them, L'kabal ha-Torah bo. He's come to the Kabbal the Torah. We're now holding Rabbi Isai in the 40 days, 40 nights after Kabbalah Torah in Siva. Moshe went up to Hasina 40 days, 40 nights to be taught Kol ha-Torah Kula. Moshe's making that ascent. We already had Klal Yisrael undergo the conversion they've converted before, Kabbalah Satera, they got Kedushas Israel, Hashem asked them whether they wanted a couple of their advices and to follow Nasa and Ishma. So Moshe's not coming up after they heard their service at Dibros, and he's going in front of the Rebbeinu Shalom to be Mekabel of Tera. So Armu the Phallops of the Malachim said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Chamuda Geduza, Shidanzua, Teisha, Umeos, the Shivim, the Abad, the Reis, Kedish, and the Baila. This Torah, which is a hidden treasure that the Rebbeinu Shalom hid for 974 generations before the actual physical world was created, the stuff of the Reis of Bar Alva, the world was created based upon the blueprint of Torah. This Torah, which pre-existed the world by so many generations, you want to give it to human beings? How is that possible? Who is a person, a human being, that his zecher, his memory, his thought, his counting, his significance should be so important to give him that Torah? Hashem Adonainu. Your name has such a reputation, such a grandeur in the entire world. The hold of the Rebbeinu Shalom is in the heavens. So therefore, why in the world do you want to take the Halig Torah coming from such a heavenly place and a holy place that has Kedusha Shminas Hashem and the Malachim, and you want to give it down to you, Elisha, give it down to you, please, Al Yisrael. So Amaloh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. What comes now is really fascinating. But the Baruch Hashem, instead of answering the Malachim and telling him 1, 2, 3, what the answer to the question is, the Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hechselam Shuba Moshe, I want you now to debate the Malachim and to explain to them why you are getting this Torah and I'm bringing it down from Shemayim to Arbetz for you and Klal Yisrael and for the world to have. So Amal Afan of Rabbi Nishalach, Mis Yargani Shema Yisrafenu Behevo Shepapiya, I'm afraid to even engage the Malachim in a verbal debate. Malachim are basically fiery entities. They're going to start debating with me. I'll be incinerated as soon as I start opening their mouth and start to discuss and talk with me. They literally will be served me. You should know that Derech Agav, I just wanted to know, I saw once a very peludic Ramban in the Chumash. The Ramban says in Pashas Vayera that Malachim, he says, are really fiery entities. And that's why many times when the beam saw Malachim, they were in a fiery form, The actual bush that was around Har Sinai, that snare, was not Mishamalach in the form of fire. And you have later on, Malachim appearing to various people, they appeared in a fiery form. That's why on the Karbanos and the Mizbeach, the Malach came down and was served the Karban. So he says that when the Malachim came to be Mavaka Chalat Aram after the Bris Hamilah, so why or how in the world were they able to deal with them and be with them in his abode of Kedoma if they're fiery entities? How in the world was it able to bear their existence and his presence and not be sorry for them? So says the Ramban that the Rabbi Lashon has a special type of fireproof uniform in Shemayim. That when Malachim is sent down here to act like human beings momentarily with a very shlichus in, they put those uniforms on, which allow them to have a human purpose and contain their fiery essence. Because if they wouldn't be wearing those types of divine special uniforms that Hashem made, no human being could stand in front of them, no human being were able to be on their fire, and they would be incinerated immediately. So from now on, by the Chumash, it appears that Malachim are fiery entities. In Shemayim, these Malachim are not wearing those uniforms. So Moshe said to the Rebbe, when I start talking with them, I'm not going to be around to finish the discussion. So what does the Rebbe Shalom say? So Amal Afan of Rebbe Shalom, Zarei Yishem Yisuf Uheb Jumapiyah. So Amal Hashem says, I'm going to give you stability. I'm going to protect you. Achoz Bekisei Kal Kavaydi. I want you to grab a hold of the throne of the Rebbe Neshavah and holding on to my throne, Chayzal al Tshuva, you're able to answer them a Tshuva and not be Yisraf Shinema. The office by the case of Parashah Allah, Anar Hashem put a special protective honor around Moshe as he was debating this question with the Malachim. Amar Rav Nachman Lama Shapira Shaka Mizir Ashkina. Hashem took his Ziv Hashkina, whatever that means, and his Anan, especially the white cloud, and put it around Moshe to protect them. So Amal Afanav, now comes the interesting part. Moshe is not ready to debate and to try and explain why the Rabbanishim took the Torah from Shemayim, from the Malachim's realm, and brought it down to us. So Amal Afanav, Rabbanishim, do me a favor. I want you to help me explain to the Malachim what's written in the Torah that you're giving them so they should understand why you're deciding to give us the Torah. So give me a couple of psukim quotes of the future text of the Torah that I can use as a debating material. So the Rabbi Nishon says, the first thing I'll give you is, Anoch Hashem Lekecha, Asher Seisit from Eretz Yisrael, and based on it, that's the first of the Aseret Dibros. So once the Rabbi Nishon quoted that passage as one of the Pesukim of the Torah, so Amalehem, So Moshe turned to the Malachim and said, see, that's part of the Torah, the first mitzvah that Hashem's giving us. So he said to the Malachim, Amalahem, the Mitzrayim Yiradetem, you angels, did you ever go down to Mitzrayim for servitude? Lepara Hishtapatem, were you ever meshubit to be an Eved in that environment? Torah, Torah, Le'ilachem. Since you can't relate to the experience of being in a Mitzrayim as a prisoner, being meshubit to a paro, so how can the Torah relate to you, Allah? So the Torah that I'm talking about has no relationship to a Malach, it has a relationship to what? To a human being. Once again, Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shumach Sibo, give me another pasuk to deal with. So it says in the Torah, the second mitzvah, Lo Yalahach, Chalim Achim HaPanai. Rabbanu Shalom, I'm basically telling you, don't have any other gods before me. So Moshe turns to the Malachim and says to the Malachim, Bein Amin Aten Shuriyim. Do you live, Malachim, amongst the other nations of the world? She'oyim Gemalei Bezara, if the very Hebrew heavily involved in idolatry? So the question is, what shaykhs do you have for the Isa of Avodah Zarah? You're never exposed to it where you are in the heavenly Bodo Shemayim, the Shulim of Avodah Zarah here. So that makes the Torah can relate to you. Shuv Maksiva. Once again, Maksiva Banish will give me another pasik. So he gives him the pasik. Zachas Yama Shabbos Lakacha. Remember Shabbos to sanctify you. So Moshe turns to the Malach and he says to them, Klum atem oisim malacha. Do you guys, you malachim, ever do any type of physical work? Do you exert yourself? Shatem tzrich and Shabbos, if you need a day of the week to rest, and therefore you need the entity of Shabbos. Shumach said, Barabash, give me another mitzvah. Losisa, the concept of not mentioning Hashem's name in vain. In those days, many contracts were completed by the parties swearing to one another. You find in the biblical narrative many of the brisim that Avraham made and using Yaakov with the local Goyim were done by the actual statement of Yeshua. So therefore Moshe says to the Malachim, Masa Masa Yesh Benechem, you guys have up here any business dealings that you swear to each other that Yeshua should have any relevance to you? Shumak Siba. One of the other Saracen devils. It says, give cover to your father and to your mother. Av en yesh lechem, malachim, you are fathers and mothers. That makes the Torah shall await to you. Shumak Siba. Another question, give me another pasuk, Rabbanu Shalom. Lo sirtzach, lo sinav. Don't kill, don't commit adultery, don't steal. So he turns to Malach and he says to them, it's written that in the Torah, Kini Yesh Beinechem, is there any jealousy amongst you? Yetzahara Yesh Beinechem. After all of these examples of psukim of the Torah that Klaish are not in the Kal from Har Sinai, Miyad the Gemara tells us, Hold the Lava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim turned to Hashem and said to Rabbanu Shalom, we now understand, Rabbanu Shalom, and we're motivated to what you're doing. Shenem Hashem Adonenu Magyashimcha, Yutahitcha Al Shemayim Lo Kasiv, Miyad Kol Echad Vi Echad Naslahoe. It seems instead of the Malachim giving Moshe a threat of destroying him, all of a sudden they tried to make care of him and show him love, as whatever an angel can show love to a human being, they showed a different type of personality relationship to him. Mazal of God, it seems that every Malach gave Moshe a certain present in Hashemayim he could bring down. Shenema Alisa Lamaram, he went up to the heavens. Shavisa Shavdi, Bakakta Matanas Ada, he went up and he took captive many types of Matanas to bring down to mankind. Even the Malach HaMavis, believe it or not, Mosul Odova Shinema, the Yitenes HaKeteris, he told them the power of Keteris, burning incense. The Yechapalam, which is the Kapur of Yah, the Omer, and when Klal Yisrael needed to burn Kedaris because Klal Yisrael had rebelled, and there was tremendous death, it says, Vayamel ben Amesim ben Achayim. And the reason they were able to save the Chayim is because they were burning Kedaris as a kapara for the rebellion of Klal Yisrael at that point. Fine. He loved the Amalek to have a Yavla. The Moshe was adopted by the Malach HaMavis with use. How will you have known what causes the Malach HaMavis to stop from killing human beings? So we therefore see, Rabbi Zion, from this specific suya, something kind of that despite Klal Yisrael being asked to makapu the Torah, which Hashem did in Parshas Yisrael and Parshas Mishpatim, and Klal Yisrael answering Ma'aseh v'Nishma. And in fact, in my Mori Chazal v'Eklaim us, we have it in the Gemara, remember the Gemara Shabbos, Kofel and Hargi Gigas, that the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to make sure that Klal Yisrael mekabel all of the Torah, not only Torah Shebitzah, but also Torah Shebapeh. And in fact, according to the Medrash Tanchuma, when Klal Yisrael said Ma'aseh v'Nishma, it was on Torah Shebitzah. If the Perish of Isanasa and Ishma, the Haki Avan Tafa Haki Vigas, so the Medrash Ben Chumit says the Pashas Nalak, that meant that he wanted them to the Kabul also Perish of Ver, and that's what the Gemara says later on in the Sech, the Zidin Bav Sarif, Al Pidram Eilu Karaki Echa Bris, that the ultimate Krisas Bris between the Rebbeinu and Klal Yisrael was the willingness of their ultimate desire to the Kabul Perish of Ver. So from all of these Mekairas, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, the Bria was made with the understanding that we're going to Kabbalah the Torah. The actual events of Kabbalah Satera. Klal Yisrael told Zarahsperoshi Shlachticha, the concept of Kabbalah Satera was highlighted in the very beginning of Moshe's mission. So if that's the case, what in the world was the Malachim thinking over here? And what did Moshe seem to be doing? Moshe seemed to be saying to the Malachim, you're saying that Torah should be in Shemayim. You're taking it from us and giving it to them. And what was Moshe's basic debating statement? I'm giving you a whole bunch of mitzvahs, and when I show you Malachim, these mitzvahs have no shaychus to Shemayim. They have no shaychus to Bnei Adam. You're questioning why Hashem's giving us the Torah. The Torah that Rabbanu Hashem's giving us has no relationship to Malachim B'davka. It should be down on the earth where human beings are so they can relate to this Torah. What's your hakpata? What's going on over here? So that is the question, the big question everybody asks. What was the debate? The Malachim didn't know this psukim beforehand. Before Moshe knew this psukim. And if they knew these psukim, what was the Habamina to even pose the question initially? Why in the world are you giving them the Torah? Malachim, you keep in the kind of these mitzvahs. So what's the shakun of the Tanya? What's going on over here? It's one of the biggest televisions of the Gemara in Shas. The whole shakun of the debate doesn't seem to make any sense. So I found later on the one of the great early Gedolei Achronim from the North African part of the world, of David ben Zimra, the Radvaz, famous Radvaz, wrote a tshuva, one of his responses, on this Gemara. And he says, if you really want to know and understand what really took place over here, and the question of the Malachim, and the answer that old Moshe gave in his debate, to understand the backdrop of this, you have to be aware of another phenomenon which Chazal have in Kabbalistic literature, which I'm going to share with you now. And the answer to these questions, Rabbi Zai, I want you now in the Ramban
to Ben's Torah.
Is to turn to page number 4. This is the Ramban in his Hagamah Kapamish, where the Ramban spends a lot of time explaining how Moshe Rabbeinu came to write the Chamishai Kun Shei Torah, and how later on Perush of Derech came along to explain the words of the Torah. The Ramban says, if you look on page number 5 by Santap, a very, very, very important Ramban, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tosef HaSeif Zeh, the Moshe wrote the entire Chamishai Kun Shei Torah, Matera Kula, Mitusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a divine dictation Hashem gave him. He wrote every word in the Torah based upon divine dictation. Vakadosh HaKasa Bahar Sinai. Only machlokas we have in Shas, in the Sechtes, once again, Gittin and Daf Samech, whether the Torah was Megillah, Megillah, Nitnah. Did the Rabban Hashem give it over piecemeal over the 40 years? And Moshe wrote it down, Megillahs, Megillahs, and at the end of his life, he sewed all the Megillahs together as one sacred Torah. Or was the Torah Chasumah Nitnah? That over Moshe's 40 years, the Rabban Hashem gave him over a text of the Torah orally, but Moshe did not commit anything to a written text until the end of his life, before he passed away. That's Chasumah Nitnah. So let's see which one the Ramban says. He says, Ki Shah Nemala Alei Alei Hara Beishah. The Moshe was called up to Har Sinai Rabbi Yisai to be there with the Rabbi, inshallah. And it says, Ve'edah Lachas Alucha Se'eben. I'm going to give you the Luchas. Atara Mitzvah Shekasafti Lahai Rasa. What were the Luchas? The Luchas Eben. This is what, first of all, the two tablets that Moshe brought down to Klal Yisrael. Yichlos HaLuchas HaMichta. The actual physical stone, luchos, and the writing upon it. The mitzvah in the pasuk means the mitzvah HaMitzvah Kulav, Aseh V'Los Aseh, that there are going to be 630 mitzvahs when it comes to the Aseh V'Los Aseh. In Kein HaTorah Yichlal, the Torah also includes HaSipurim, the stories of the Torah, Mitchilas HaBreishis, when you read the Pesukim of Bria Sa'olam, you believe there's a Rabbi Shalom who created the world and created the universe. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the har, Kasaf, he wrote, Mitchila Satera Atzov Sifra HaMishkan. The first part he wrote was from the beginning of Bria until Mishkan. The Gama HaTera Katsa B'Sev Shana Borim Kasha Amar, which means to say he's following the Sheet of Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, and it says at the end of Kolach the Sefer Torah Zeh the Santimus of Etzad Aaron Bris Hashem Elokim Zeh Kedibur Oymer Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna. That's what the Ramban is following over here. Avol Kedibur Oymer Torah Chasumet. Now the other Sheet Nitna Vakol, the whole Torah was written Bishnas Abayim, in the 40th year of the Midbar, before Moshe passed away. Ukeshiv Tzav Bekasul Lachemus Hashir Azal Zvandav Svenei Yisrael Sima B'Viyam. That's where the Mitzvah Rayna Sefer Torah was mentioned. Vitziva Lakoach Sefer Torah Zev Vesamtim Vesom Yitzav Aram Bereis Hashem Elokim. Al Kol Panim, Vayinochen Sheyichta Betchila Sefer Bereishis, by Daba Elokim and Moshe is called Dwama Ilulema. The question which Rabban asks now is the introductory verse of the Chumash. Logically, if Moshe is writing any book, like any Novi wrote a book later on, the book starts with the Novi saying, the Rabban Shalom gave me the following message, which I'm writing down and telling you over. Every sefer of Nevi'os starts with that type of preparatory statement. In our Chumash, it doesn't start that way. In our Chumash, it starts right away. Reish Elokim HaShemayim V'Zoharetz. And Moshe's name doesn't come into existence until later on, until he's born, until ultimately speaking, he comes onto the scene. And you listen to this. Now we're coming from both sides into the territory that we're going to see very shortly. But in Lichtoiv Stam, the reason there was no introductory statement of who wrote the Torah, he wasn't an author of a book, like by other Nevi'im rabbis. I want to make a very important statement. There's a Gemara Megillah that says that Signum Echad Ola L'Kol HaNevi'im, the Ein Shnei Nevi'im Bisnabim Bisignan Echad. That the basic Musaf Shemusim that the Nevi'im came, we can summarize to some basic themes. But the difference between Yirmiyah and Yeshayah Heskel, for instance, who lived simultaneously, was they were given the freedom of expression, what phraseology to use to give over the Nebuah, how to say over the Nebuah, what to accentuate. So he says, I want you to know that when it comes to the writing of the Torah, He wasn't speaking for himself. Moshe recounted the history of all the early generations from the very beginning. The Yichas Atzma the Telthosa, the Karav, and the Shlisha Medaber. He writes as if he was an observer from the side, writing down information being given over to him, not that he was an actual participant in the actual events that he writes, but he was writing this as an historian, writing the events as they took place as they were dictated to him. Since Hashem was dictating to Moshe word for word, and Moshe was writing down the Sefer Shodas, the Gemara Bar Basra, Hashem Omer, Moshe Omer Bekosa, Moshe repeated Hashem's words and committed it to writing until he was born. Therefore, he's speaking about himself as if he's a third party. He'll say, when it comes to Sefer Devarim, there it's a very personalized Sefer, because there Moshe is speaking on a personal level. Therefore, since it's giving him the credit that the last major who was he gave the Klal Yisrael, Moshe starts off that these are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Moshe is writing it as he's basically like any other Navi. He is the author of the words. Remember, he's saying over in the language of the person who said them. So now we come to the big, big question. Why was the Torah written this way? Says the Ramban, listen to this. Hatam of Sivus at Torah Lashon Zeh, Mineshe Kadma Lebriya Torah, because the text of the Torah, the Osios of the Torah, preceded the creation of the world. Ain't Sarah Loma, Leidasa Shemosha, I'm not talking about that the Torah preceded Moshe's but being born. Kemosha Bola and the Kabbalah. We have a Kabbalistic concept which I'll show you the Ramban's Marachapan. And what was that? That the Torah before the creation of the world was Kesuva. It was written. The Eish Shechara, a black fire, Al Gabi Eish Levana, superimposed upon a white fire. V'emosher Kesuva Hamatik, the Sefer Kadma. When Moshe was writing the Sefer Torah, it wasn't merely by hearing Hashem giving him divine dictation. He saw a text of letters in front of him from a Sefer Kadmon, and he was copying those letters, repeating the word the way Hashem repeated them, and committed them to writing. L'chein kosef sab, avos emes uvaruhu shekol haTorah mitchila Sefer Bereishis ad v'einei kol Yisrael. He gave me Pipshul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Azno. It came from the mouth of God in divine dictation to the ears of Moshe Rabbeinu. King Shenema Lahalan, me Pib Yikar Elai, Eskol HaDvar Me'ila, and he Kaisim Sefer B'diyo. When it comes to Baruch Ben-Ariya, who was the Sefer of Yemiah, he says, all the words over here, he dictated to me, and I wrote them down with ink. And therefore, that's how the Torah came into existence. And the first thing he tells us, which is very important, that the Torah that preceded the world was a fiery Torah. It didn't have any gashmi, it was a ruchni, but the ruchni had black letters that were superimposed on a backdrop of a fire that was the white parchment. Now, the Ramban, however, gives us the full measures. Now, I want you to turn up, I say now, in the Ramban, to page number 8. Because it's there that the Ramban gives us a basic yisod. We now come basically for page number 8. And on page number 8, if you look very carefully, where I have the word 8, the number 8, I have a line and I have a little asterisk. Listen to what the Ramban says. Rabbi Sai, but coming after one of the most important parts of the Rambam, which the Radbaz uses in his analysis. Yesh v'yadeinu Kabbalah shel emes, which is a Kabbalistic tradition, ki kol ha-Torah kula shemos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all the actual letters of the Torah, if they would be reconfigured, would be different names or attributes, adjectives, nouns of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sha-tevos mischalkos l'shemes v'nacher. If I took all the letters from Bereshis to the end of Sefer Dvarim, the end of Bnei Yisrael, I can rearrange the letters in such a format that the text would not be the text of the text we have in the Chumash today, but it will be a text of different shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ilu taksha l'aderach mashal ki pasik Bereshis, for instance, the word Bereshis, Yischalek will be divided into different words entirely. Yischalek tevas acheres kagala. What will Bereshis be? Barosh yizbara Elokim. In the beginning, God created. The Chol HaTorah came, which means I can rewrite the Torah in the letters in the old, in the actual format of the way that they are written in sequence. I can rewrite the words in such a way, giving a divine text which is concerning itself exclusively with God. And that is Nevat Serafim B'Gamatrasim Shal Shemos. Besides the actual numerical values and the Tzeref HaShemos, the Karkasa Rabbeinu Shlomo Rashi, the Perush of the Talmud, in Shem HaGadol Shal Shivan V'Shtayim, the Alt V'Shat Tetragrammen of 72 letters, Zerinin Hu Yatsa V'Shloisha Psukim, etc., etc. And for this reason, says the Ramban, say the Torah Shatov Ba'os Achas B'Milo B'Chas B'Pasol. Why is it we paskin if a Sefer Torah is missing a letter, or Sefer Torah has an extra letter, it passes the Torah? Ki Zerinin Yichayvus Alitzo Sefer Torah Shachas B'Vav Achav B'Milo Sosam Shavav B'Hem Lametes Malayim B'Torah Ashiyto Vav B'Echa Mishah Chaserim. The chayt kiyotzim is that alpha pishin in the mile of Murray when it comes to the meaning of the pasuk can be oil of a machshava. So inyan shehaydi gedolei hamikra leminah l'smalei v'chasa v'kol atayr hamikra l'chad esom b'mesares ezra sasefa anovei shenishtadlo v'zeh the moshe darshu b'pasuk v'yikra v'sefer teres amalkim before shusim sech la'yvinu b'mikra nirisha atayra aksuva b'ein shechayra al gabi eish levana b'inyan hazeh shaskanu hoya shahayas aksiva retzufa b'li pisach atevos v'yev shu b'kriyas shetikra al derech hashemos v'tikra al derech kriyas seinu. The two ways of reading the Torah, one of them is the Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I call that the Derech Nister, in how you read the Torah. Then you have the Teres Nigla, the way the Nusach of the Torah is read by us in the Chamisha from Shei Torah. In Shatera Mitzvahs, and the Nigla Moshe Reila Derech Chila Kriyas HaMitzvahs, and in Salam Al-Peh Kriya B'Shemos, Moshe was given an oral Kabbalistic tradition, how to read the Torah Kabbalistically in the format the way it was read before Briyat Olam. The Kedichta Hashem Adol Shaskat Tikulu Ratzit Yisal Etevas Shashlosh Shosh Osias etc. and Lufisha Hashem Mishimush Lebal Yach Kabbalah. So says the Radbaz, based upon this Kabbalistic tradition of the Ramban, which comes from Zohar. What we're going to now have is the answer to the question that I mentioned from the beginning of tonight's shiur. What were the Malachim thinking when they asked that Kadosh Baruch Hu, why in the world was Moshe Rabbeinu coming up here to accept the Torah? What bothered them? So says the Radbaz, and you have to be the Radbaz to say this, I've got to now be kaya for the Radbaz, that the Malachim in Shemayim, the only Torah of exile they knew was the Eish Shechera Shekasov al Eish Levana. They only knew that form of the Kriya. And that Kriya was a depiction of Hashem in nouns and adjectives and other words describing who the Rebbe Shalom is. So the fact is that Malachim said to the Rabbanu Shalom, you're having a Yilud Isha come up here, and you're telling us you're giving him a Torah, but that Torah is so heavenly, that Torah is so holy, that the only ones who really understand the Torah on any level, to have any meaning or significance, are we the Malachim, because we use that Sefer Torah to learn about the Rabbanu Shalom on an angelic level. We praise the Rabbanu Shalom using the way the Pesukim are reconfigured in that Masares of Teres HaNister. So if that's the case, that we have it, we use it, and that's the format of our expression of Teirah, we understand why we have it, because we can understand it. We are the same as the Rabbanu Shalom. There's no Gufani, we're not basically entities that are physical entities, we're spiritual entities. And the Rambam, you should know, in his Maror Yeruchim, and the Rambam also in the Mishnah Torah says, that when it comes to Havanas Elokis, the Malachim are way above us. When it comes to Havanas Elokis, because they're a Malach, and therefore they're closer to Hashem, in essence, than we are. So therefore, when they're Meshabeach Hashem, a Davin to Hashem, it's a different type of davening. So the Malachim thought, that was the format of the Torah, the notion to bring down to Klal Yisrael. So they were screaming and yelling, what does that Torah, what shaykhs does that Torah have to a human being below, even to a Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu Shalom? It doesn't make sense. So Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, let's answer them and give them the secret to the answer to that question. So Moshe said to Rabbanu Shalom, I don't have the written text yet. You are the one who's going to dictate to me the text. So let's start quoting various psukim from the text of the Chumash I'm bringing down to explain to the Malachim why they shouldn't be concerned with what they just basically posed. They did it with Shem Shemayim. So the Rabbanu Shalom starts to quote various psukim of how the words of Pashas Yisrael are going to be rewritten, not the Teiras Nista, the way the Malachim know it, but the Teiras Nigla, and he uses the Aseres Dibros as a Dimyon. Let me now restate it in the way that Moshe and Klal Yisrael are going to get it, in the new way of reading it, and when you hear the new way it's read, the Teiras Nigla, Malachim, you will get the message very quickly that you have nothing to be concerned about. I'm not taking away your Teiras Nista and HaShemayim, which you have a better understanding of, a better connection to, a higher type of connection to. I'm not giving that to Moshe to Klal Yisrael. I'm giving them the same Torah in the letters, in the numbers of the letters, in the Tzuras Isiyos, but the words are going to be reconfigured in such a way that it relates to human existence in this world, not to angelic existence. So when Moshe started quoting the Pesukah from the Rabbanu Shalom, and explaining just the Aseres HaDibros alone, the way it's going to be written for us as human beings, has no shayachas whatsoever to a Malim. All the things mentioned in the Aseres HaDibros, there's nothing that the Malachim have any shayachas to. Once they heard that, they realized Rabbeinu Shalom, you're right. There's nothing for us to fear. You now understand the type of Torah you're giving them. On the contrary, they deserve such a Torah, they need such a Torah, we're mechazik you in this. There's a love and an ava and an acquiescence which they demonstrated. Now when it comes to Moshe, we're going to give you presence, to give you the ability to adhere to the mitzvahs of the Torah, to give you all different types of segulas. Even the Malachim Avos gave him the secrets when it came to the Keteres, how to fight off destruction if Klai Shachas V'Shalom violates the Torah and is deserving of destruction. So what we have in front of us, Rabbi Isai, is that Malachim being disclosed a secret that they never knew until this moment in time. So that was the theme, giving them our Torah Sanhedrin. No! I'm giving them a Torah Sanhedrin, which now I'm first being medallah to them and to you. Once they heard that and understood that, they were maskim 100%, which means at the end of the day, the questions I posed, and the Malachim's tema now makes a great deal of sense. From the very beginning, Briat Olam Berabana Shom was Besata Baraisa Bara Alma and had the Teres HaIster, he knew what he had and what the Malachim were using, but he knew how he was going to reconfigure the words of the Torah to relate to human beings. So that's the Rishon HaRogim Shekhali Sotera. What Torah? The Teres HaIkla, not the Teres HaNista. And therefore, that's why the Rabban Shem said, until Klal Yisrael are willing to mekabel the Torah, the ultimate key of the physical universe has no key, because it's on the Tanai, they accept the Teres HaNikla, the willingness to accept not only the Pesukim of Teres Shebeksah, but the interpretation of these Pesukim based upon Teres Shebeksah. That's why you needed Nasa ben Ishmael to come behind the Gigis for the whole Kabbalah to take place. But it explains a narrative of a Tamiya of a Malach that without knowing this Ravaz would be a pliatsua. You couldn't understand what the whole discussion is about. So if that's the case, we therefore see Rabbi Sai. Another important issue. Why is it if the Torah is chas above or yes above, but Amgan is above, I'm going to read it perfectly. So the meaning of the pasuk and the Mubad and the Limud has 100% kiyum down here. Why, if it's chasavah the meisavah, as an example of the chasavah yeser, is the pasanat, the narrative reads. What's the problem? The problem is that every pasuk in Teres Shebeksah has two Mubanim. And the movement of the pasuk has to be on both levels. There's the Teres HaNista, which Moshe got as his oral Kabbalistic knowledge of how you read the words. Moshe got that, and he gave it to other Mukubalim. Peh al peh ad hayom hazeh. They know how to read it in the Kabbalistic form. But he gave us also Teres Shebeksah in the Teres HaNigla, which is what we read. If you have a word which has a meaning in Teres Nigla, but it's missing a letter, an extra letter, that means the Shem HaShem is spelled incorrectly. And if the Shem HaShem is spelled correctly, the Kedushas HaSefer, which is Mekadosh, the Kedushas HaSefer, because of the names of God written inside, if the names are written properly, that's a chesar in his conscience of the Torah, and makes the Torah into a Torah Pesula. Ramban's Maruch upon this in one of his famous works, Teres HaShem Tamima, where he says this explicitly. So the Chasavah V'Yesavah, it's not the chasar in the Teres HaNigla, it's the chasar in the Teres HaNista, which is contained in every chumash we have in the Beis HaKnesses. Peladim, this is a Ravaz based upon an incredible Ramban. Now, with this Rabbi Sai, I have a couple of minutes left. I'm now going to answer another question, one more daf over here, and we'll finish with tonight's shiur. And that is the Gemara and Baba Basra. I had to relate back to Baba Basra, because this is a daf Yomi shiur. So let's go now to the last page, which is page number 4, a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara tells us that the last 8 psukim contained in the Chumash describe Moshe's Fatima. And then Hashem speaks in the Torah as if Moshe died, and Hashem giving aspect. Turn to page number 4. So on page number 4, we have quotation F, and the line going down, Amamar. It says over here, Yeshua Kasaf Sifro Sefi Yeshua, Ushmona Psukim Shebetorah, the last 8 Psukim of the Torah, which seem to be written posthumously after Moshe's death. Kan Tanya command Allah Shmona Psukim Shebetorah, Yeshua Kasvat. The sign, because it says over there, Vayama Shamosha Ever Hashem, Ed Shamosha Mes, the Kasa Vayama Shamosha. El Ad Kan Kasa Moshe, Mikan Ela Kasa Yeshua. Diri Rabbi Yehuda. Amilah Rav Nechemi. Amilah Rav Shimon. Efshah Sefer Torah Kasa Is Achas Kasim. Lekar Sefer Torah Zeh. The Torah says that Yeshua, that Moshe gave Klal Yisrael a full Sefer Torah before he died. El Ad Kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer. Up until the last 8 Psuk Hashem repeated the Torah, Moshe Omer Bekoset, Mikan Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, the last 8 Psuk Hashem basically dictated, Moshe Kosev Bedema, Moshe Rode Bedema usually means crying, Kemoshe Nebel HaHalon, Yom Lech Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, it's a lie, it's called Omer Elu, Nikosev HaSefer Bediyah. So we see over here, Rabbi Isai, a Tele Dikamaisa. There's a Machlekes Tanayim, how the last eight Pesukim were written in the Torah.
Who wrote them? Also?
Yeah, who wrote and how they were written? So comes along the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says, Al Pshit Pshuta Shemikra, it is impossible to believe, especially based upon Rashi's proof, that when Moshe finally gave over the Sefer Torah to the Kohanim and Leviyim, Chazal said it wasn't one Sefer Torah. He wrote 13 Sefer Torah. One he gave to each and every Shevet, and one he gave to be put into the Aron HaKodesh, on the inside, outside, depending upon which gears of the Torah you have in Baba Basra. So the fact is, if he gave him a whole Sefer, so how can you even think, how can anybody articulate that the Sefer was missing eight Pesukim at the end? So it says the Vilna Gaon that I'm going to teach you what Dema means. Shimon says Hashem dictated the Torah. What did Hashem do? So if you take the Ramban and Chumash and you take the Gemara in the Sechdis Baba Basra, Moshe had three mediums of how he wrote the Torah. Hashem first showed him a divine text. That's text Kadmon. He then mentioned the words and repeated them, how they should be basically repeated, how they should be the actual vowels underneath that. He then basically told Moshe Rabbeinu, repeat the words if you know how to repeat them properly, and then commit them to writing. So Moshe wrote the entire Torah from beginning to end. But says the Vilna Gaon, up until the last eight Pesukim, Moshe committed the Pesukim to the writing in the format of the Torah's Anigla that we have today, that we read in the actual Chumash. The word Dema doesn't mean tears. Dema means to be mixed up, like the word Dimur. The last eight Pesukim, he had Moshe write them as if they were the Torah's Hanister, the Kabbalistic words of the Torah of Shemus Hashem that pre-existed Briyat Olam. They were written in that format. So Moshe gave over the entire Torah, had all the osios of the Torah, Torah Shalem, from the beginning of Bereishis till Ebenei Yisrael. The only thing Yeshua did constantly is that Yeshua was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the last eight Pesukim, I'm now going to show you now how to write that in Teras Nigla. You're going to go over that. So that when Klaisa reads it down here, they read it in the Teras Nigla version, not in the Teras Nista version. So at the end of the day, Moshe gave them a Dava HaShaleh. And basically, even the last eight Pesukim were written down because all the Osios are there. But in the last eight, Moshe didn't see his eulogy or his death mentioned. Yeshua was told to rewrite those last eight Pesukim in the Torah that we have today. So the Vilna Gaon, following the Radvaz's Mahalik, in the other Gemara in Shabbos, explains the Gemara in Baba Basra that at the end of the day, Moshe wrote Kula Torah Kula, but we have to be aware of the fact that we only have the Teras Nigla that we know. There's a Teras Nisla that is kept as a sign. Moshe knew it. Yechidei Segalim.
They never wrote anything. No. Nisla.
Yeah, and the only Nisla he never wrote
was
the Eich Sukim at them, which then was corrected into the Nigla after he died itself. Peludikta. But from here we see Rabbi Yisai, the answer to the Gemara in Shabbos, an answer to the Gemara in the Sechtes of Baba Basra, the Pshuto Shamit without having meaning and significance. And to show you that there's more in the Chumash than you realize and believe, and there's another way of reading the rabbis in a healing way, which the Malachim do, and the Malachim use in their Sheva Bel Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Shia tonight, Rabbi Yisai. This is the Kayach of Kaira. Realize how powerful it is. Mitzvah the Baraisa Bar Alma, Shemas Hashem, our divine power sources. Hashem used it for the blueprint of the world. It's contained in the Chumash. And therefore, look at the Chumash with a different perspective. It's not just a human text. This is an angelic divine text that preceded the world. Once you look at it from that perspective, the Torah has a different conclusion, different meaning, Rabbi Isaac.
That's